Well, thank you, Ivan, for sharing. I was blessed with it, and I had to think a lot of, especially where you said where Daniel could have gone with the flow. How many of us in nowadays are just going with the flow? We may not hear in Holmes County, but say we go on vacation or wherever. Well, we're not at home. We'll just kind of go with the flow here, and we'll just kind of blend in and not be a light where we are. And I was just very blessed with it, and I hope you all are. And I was going to say I'm going to open it up if anybody has been blessed there. Henry has the mic there, and you can share. And yeah, so it's up to you.
I just want to say thank you and bless you for sharing. I was very inspired by it. I was in Georgia through the month of March, and the one time we were in a Baptist church, and I was very much inspired. We would call it a worldly church, but this church, they had Daniel in for their Sunday school, and it was very much, I was very appreciated their message that they had even too. As a worldly church, what we would consider worldly church, it was a Baptist church, and he was even bringing it out, are our convictions so strong that we will still stay true even if we go on vacation? And to me, it was like, do we, growing up, you know, I kind of formed some convictions, and there was convictions that were made later in life too, but the importance of raising the children with convictions and passing your convictions on, does God stay at home when you're on vacation, or do you take him along and you stand out, or you just blend in with the flow when you're not at home or with the home congregation? That was just, thank you very much for everything.
I was blessed to be here tonight, and thank you for sharing, brother, and a very special story. It's a true happening, and it was made up, and but it was given to us for an example that we live by, that, to stand up no matter what. Also, I want to make an announcement from the mission board about our service Wednesday evening. I would like to have somebody, we're going to put a sign-up sheet out on the board here for future, but for this Wednesday night, we need somebody to have devotions. And also, is there a teacher for the children? Is somebody assigned for that? Maybe we can have a volunteer for that also. Okay, Rebecca, good. And Lonnie, I'll let you take care of the songs or assign somebody. So if somebody could talk to me afterwards or text me or something about having devotions Wednesday evening, that'd be awesome. Then we want to definitely have a time of prayer for our upcoming ordination. Thank you. Thank you for coming, Brother Jupp.
Yeah, it was good to be here. Obviously, my wife couldn't make it, but it's always worth when you, sometimes when it's harder to come, it sometimes is, there's more of a blessing when it's harder to go, and you're still willing to do it. Thanks for your story of Daniel. I know that we serve the same God that Daniel did. Sometimes I forget that. And somehow Daniel just comes this superhero or whatever in old times. And just thank you for that simple but profound statement. We serve the same God that Daniel did. And that's the statement that I want to take to go into the next week. As if whatever we face, we have the same God. And if the God of the Bible is still the God of today. And I'm so thankful for that.
Thank you, Ivan, for coming. Again, it was a blessing to have you here and to hear you share God's word here tonight. And yeah, just bless you and bless your family. What got my attention is, are we intentional? And how intentional am I in my life? Am I just cruising through life and just casually going through life and taking God casually? Or am I serious about it and being intentional and reading God's word and digging into it and digging into and knowing truth? And so that's something that stood out to me, was just how intentional am I in my life right now? So thank you for sharing, Ivan.
Okay, well, if that's it, I also had to think of, he said, there's one man that will tell you everything. Well, we can still turn to that one man as well. That's Jesus. That's God, the Word of God. So, yeah, we have a snack prepared, and so everybody's welcome to stay for that. And after, I'll close in prayer, and then Lonnie, you want to have a song, and then you're just consider yourself dismissed. So, why don't we all stand, and I'll close in prayer and remember the snack. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again tonight with thankful hearts that you have been with us, that you have blessed us with so much. Lord, you have blessed us with more than what we would really deserve with our sinful lives, Lord. But I want to thank you for what you have done, that you have died on the cross and shed your blood, that the blood that you have shed is enough for everyone. And I just want to thank you for that. Lord, we ask that you now be with us as we depart from here. We ask that you would just bless each and every one, bless Ivan and his family, and just especially for coming, Lord. Just want to thank him for that. Lord, also we ask that you just bless everybody else that is here, and bless them with a wonderful week. We ask you to just guide and direct each and every one. We ask you now bless this food as we take the bodies for nourishment to serve you in a way that is pleasing to you, to honor and glorify you, and bless the hands prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen.